3 from Leith, number 26.
If you're all sitting comfortably, then I'll begin. To another episode of Three from Leith, coming to you live, or virtually live, from the heart of historic Leith with me, your host, Grant. Show open tonight with a track from Santa Dog, that was Rosa, from their brand new Belle d'Azure EP, which is coming out in March. That was a preview track which was sent to me by Rowena from the band. You can find out more about it at their website at santa-dog.co.uk/preorder.html. The EP is called Belle d'Azure. It's being released sometime in March, and it's £5 including postage worldwide. And it's there'll be a limited edition first pressing, which will be limited to 100 individually numbered copies with hand-printed sleeves and artwork by the band. And everybody who pre-orders in February will have their name printed on the sleeve notes. CDs will be shipped in March, so there you go. Now's your chance to get your name on a CD sleeve and to have a limited edition piece of artwork, because I can assure you that the artwork that the band do is absolutely fantastic. If you want to know some more about their artwork, pop along to the 3 from Leith website at 3fromleith.com. There is a poster or a flyer on there. And there's the cat coming in. Hello, cat. There's a poster or flyer on the site there for the 3 from Leith showcase gig in April. And that poster was designed by Rowena from Santa Dog. So if you have a look at that, you can see just how good the artwork is going to be, if that poster is anything to go by. got my order in and I can't wait to hear it when it first arrives. And of course the following month, if you like that, you can come along to the Three from Leith showcase gig in Edinburgh, where you'll be able to see Santa Dog playing live. What a fantastic treat that's going to be for all. And you may even get to see me stand up and talk to real life people rather than talking to a microphone while staring at a wall. Scary. Right, that's enough of me waffling. Time for the next track. This is The Delta Sun and Self-Help. And that was the Delta Sons and Self Help there. Delta Sons are a band from London, and they are Martin on guitar and lead vocals, Lee on bass and backing vocals, and Omar on drums. I found the boys there on GarageBand and dropped a wee note and asked them if I could play them on the show, and got a reply back very quickly from Lee, so thanks to Lee and the boys for letting me play that track. You can find their GarageBand page at www.garageband.com/artist/The Delta Sun, and that's all one word. They do have their own website, but it's undergoing renovations, so they asked me to point you to their GarageBand page. So pop along there and give that one a visit. I don't know how many of you actually visit the Three From Leith website, although I hope many of you do to find the links to the bands, so you can drop them a wee note. But if you've been to the site since show 25, you'll notice that I have moved from the old blogger page to a new WordPress page. Let me know what you think of the layout. I think it's a wee bit cleaner than it was before, and it's much easier to maintain, certainly for me. So let me know what you think. My apologies to people who listen through iTunes, because I noticed after about 3 days of show 25 being up that the download figures were very low, and I couldn't understand it, so I dropped a note to Gabor from the Electrical Language podcast, because he'd contacted me a week or so before asking me if there was anything strange with the Libsyn download figures, and he came back to me and said that show 25 hadn't appeared yet on iTunes, which he obviously uses. So that led me to look further into that, and indeed the show wasn't coming up, so that was on day 3 after release. Still no show on iTunes, so if people were worried, that's what the problem was. I ended up having to download some plugins and do some extra jiggery-pokery on the WordPress site just to get that to register on iTunes. But as soon as I did that, went to check Libsyn figures and saw them start to climb, so I knew it was working. So my apologies to all you iTunes users. From now on, everything should be fine, but if you do see the show not appearing on a Tuesday, then drop me a note just to ask me if there's anything wrong, and that will alert me to any possible future problems. I've got a couple of gig mentions that I'd like to do. So first up on the gig front are Slow Jet. They're playing on Friday the 17th of February at The Loft, which I believe is a new venue above the Three Sisters pub on the Cowgate. Three Sisters pub is quite a big complex, so imagine this Loft place is quite big, and there'll be plenty of room to see the guys. They're playing on the bill with Elysium, so if you've got a chance, pop along and see that. And the other gig to mention is the Amplifico gig. That's on Saturday the 18th at Cabaret Voltaire. Doors are open at 7 o'clock for a 10 p.m. finish, and the tickets are £6. You can buy them from Ripping Records on Southbridge, or online via Ticketweb, or I believe you can probably buy them on the door. The guys are looking for a good turnout for that gig, because they're hoping to use the proceeds to help fund the completion of their album. I'll be along there. I think Mark from the Tartan podcast will be there, and Tane from Tripcast, amongst many other friends of the band. So if you're going along, look out for me, say hi, and I'll let you buy me a pint. I'll do anything for a freebie. Okay, time to move along. Time for this week's
Scottish Expression of the Week.
This week's expression is well scalped arse.
Dougal, it's awfully cold today. I'm fair freezing. Oh, it's awfully chilly.
That's right, your Hamish. You seem to have a face like a well scalped arse.
Well scalped arse. When said of the face, to be red or rosy-cheeked. See how many conversations you can drop that into this week to impress your friends. That was a wee change there. That was Hamish and Dougal, obviously the brothers of Effie and Agnes, who normally do that slot. By the time you hear this show, it may well be Valentine's Day. You may be taking your loved one out for something nice to eat. You may be having a nice, quiet, cosy night in front of a video or a film or a DVD, a nice bottle of wine. snuggling up on the couch. But when you're doing that, you might want a nice little romantic tune. So I've been racking my brains, looking through the music collection of Podsafe tunes, trying to find something suitable. Something soft, something romantic, something soppy. And rushing to my rescue were my good friends Hungry Lucy. And this is their track called My Beloved. And it's from their To Kill a King CD, which you can find over at their website, www.hungrylucy.com. So settle back, get smoochy, lips and tongues at the ready, here's Hungry Lucy. You can take your tongue out your loved one's ear so that she can hear, or he can hear, a little bit more about Hungry Lucy. As well as being a band, Hungry Lucy do their own weekly podcast called Tea with Hungry Lucy, which you can find over at blog.hungrylucy.com, where Warren and Krista have a little chat about stories behind the tracks that they do, behind the music, how it was put together, and they also discuss what they're listening to, have some more to drink. Occasionally Krista will let fly with a big burp. They were kind enough to give me a mention this week on their show because I sent them a celebrity endorsement from Tom Baker, kind of like the one that finishes off my own podcast. So why don't you pop over and have a listen to Warren and Krista's podcast? It's well worth it. It's one of the ones I subscribe to, and yearly look forward to that one every week. It's always guaranteed to have a laugh. So that's about it from me for another week. I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. If you've got any comments, you can either leave them on the website at 3fromleith.com, or you could drop me an email at 3fromleith@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Why not send me an audio comment if you can? Or just drop me a note to say hi and let me know where you are. Once again, make sure you visit the band's websites if you like what you've heard, leave them a comment, give them some feedback, and buy their music. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you again next week. Cheerio!
Well, I like that.
This podcast is a proud member of the Scottish Podcast Clan. Visit ScottishPodcasts.com.